tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Hello, podcast fans. This is episode 4 of Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. I'm San Sharma. Welcome. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Snug Sound, the WorkSnug podcast for mobile workers. And I'm here with Richard Leyland, founder of WorkSnug. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Well.
Good. Now, WorkSnug is a mobile app and website that helps mobile workers find the nearest and best laptop-friendly workspaces near them. And today, we're going to talk about that popular workspace for laptop warriors and entrepreneurs, the coffee shop. Now, both of us have spent a significant amount of time working in coffee shops, not as baristas, but with our laptops working on various projects. So in this episode, I want to talk with Richard about our experiences working in coffee shops. And then we're going to discuss some coffee shop etiquette for mobile workers, and then invite you to share your experiences and improve the experience for other mobile workers with our own coffee shop code of conduct. So there'll be more about that towards the end of this podcast. Now, Richard, I wanted to ask you about your experience working on your laptop in coffee shops. I suspect you're a bit more nomadic of a coffee shop worker than I. I tend to settle down. I'm a settler. In fact, this little story for you. A few years ago, when I was living in a shared house, a housemate of mine lost his job and was therefore housebound for much of it. And I was working from home almost exclusively at the time. And I needed to get out to avoid the distractions of working in the house with him around. So I set up in Starbucks just down the road and spent almost a month working there, which was great to start with. But then I settled so much that I became really good friends with the staff, and our breaks were completely in sync, and there was like six of them. So they would take one break after another and sit down with me. So it actually it worked against me in a way. What's your experience of working in coffee shops? I think you tend to pop in places, don't you, rather than stay for long
periods.
Yeah,
I do. I guess, you know, I work in London and we've got an office here in the east of London. And when I have meetings right in the very centre, I tend to schedule, you know, two, maybe three in a given day. And that leaves maybe four or five slots before those meetings and in between those meetings where, you know, I still want to get my work done. So, and I also want to sit down and maybe have a cup of coffee. So I tend to work in coffee shops in those circumstances. And then, yeah, it may be a 30-minute connection, but several times a day. So I probably wouldn't sit there for very prolonged periods of time. I just do it very often.
And the decisions you make about the coffee shops in which you work, are they just based on the connection alone, or do you seek out nicer coffee shops, or are you interested in the kind of atmosphere there?
Yeah, I seek out nice places. I don't tend to worry too much about the quality of the connection, you know, whether I can stream huge videos down through the connection. I think nowadays the bandwidth that I need is really going to be provided more or less everywhere. I'm not, you know, I just want to do my emails, maybe a little bit of internet stuff. So I'm interested in cool places, in comfortable furniture, noise levels, but not worried about bandwidth.
And I know you've worked in coffee shops around the world, mainly in Europe. Do you have a favourite?
Favourite coffee shop? You know, I've had two, and I'll explain the brief story. So the first favourite coffee shop I ever had was a place called Nude Espresso, which is in or just off Brick Lane in East London. And it was great. The coffee was gorgeous. The staff were friendly. It was a really nice atmosphere. And then something changed, and they stopped enjoying the company of coffee shop workers. I think they suspected that they were taking up the crucial seats. And they got less and less friendly, and they stopped allowing you to use the power. And essentially, I stopped being welcome there. So that is no longer my favourite coffee shop.
You fell out of love with the Nude Espresso.
Yeah, well, I think they fell out of love with me rather than me falling out of love with them. And I was forced to walk off with my tail between my legs just a little bit. So my new favourite, let's think, what is it now? I really like along the river in London, the the British Film Institute Cafe Bar. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great place to sit and work.
I know the one. There's a few places on the South Bank in London that are quite inspirational, being near the water. I really like a coffee shop called Lemon Monkey, which you recommended to me, actually.
Yeah, it's great. In where's
Stoke Newington.
Stoke Newington, that was it. Yeah, that's really
nice. Yeah,
it's
really good. They're really friendly towards mobile workers, and they even provide, like, multi-plugs. I mean, this is one of the big issues of working in coffee shops. There's not often enough power supply for the amount of people that work there with laptops. So maybe bring your own multi-plug. That could be our first tip.
Well, funny you say that. I think we're going to get onto the code of conduct, but it's one of the tips in there, and it's not being well voted for.
Oh, really?
It's down at the bottom, yeah.
Oh, well, I like it. Let's vote for it. Let's encourage others to vote too. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about coffee shop etiquette. And I have some questions for you, Richard. The first one, when you are working in a coffee shop with your laptop, how much coffee should you buy to justify your stay? I guess it is a bit like paying for rent in coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm going to throw my opinion in, and but before I do, I think I should say that the whole point of having our code of conduct is to crowdsource these sorts of rules. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of interested in what the whole community of WorkSnug users thinks about this. But it doesn't mean I won't throw my own view in, so here goes. Mm-hmm. I think you should always have a purchased product in front of you, whether that's coffee or a muffin or a sandwich or something. That's not to say you can't stretch it out for long periods of time. So, a coffee per hour or something like that, or a coffee per 90 minutes, I'm sure that's fine. But just always have something you've paid for sat there.
That makes sense. And it's up to you how long you take to have that. It's not like a centurion of shots of espresso through the day.
No, that could be awkward.
You won't be feeling good at the end of the day. And how long can you stay in a coffee shop, do you think? Is that dependent on how much you buy?
Yeah, if you've always paid for stuff, I'm sure they're always going to be happy to have you in there, really. I don't see any reason why you couldn't stay all day.
Mm-hmm. And if you are staying all day, I guess you're going to take a few calls, a few business calls. Is that cool to do? What's the etiquette there?
Yeah, well, I don't think there is yet any etiquette. Just a certain amount of disapproval when people get it wrong. I would tend to take the view that it's fine to take a business call, but you have to be clearly very conscious of the people around you. Use a headset. That's absolutely the case. If you think that you're going to have to raise your voice for whatever reason, get up, go outside and make the call there. The majority of people in a coffee shop probably aren't mobile working and they really don't want to hear your call.
And for God's sakes, don't put it on speakerphone.
Do not
that
ever
is an odd
put
thing
it on speaker.
Do.
Yeah,
I tend to go outside when I take a call in the coffee shop just because I feel awkward being around people.
Yeah.
Not just generally, but in that situation.
Yeah, you could sound, like a bit of a swine, really. You know, bye bye, sell, sell, sell. You know, yeah. Trying to sort of sound the thrusting business person. It just sounds awful.
And what about meetings? What if you've arranged to have a business meeting in a coffee shop? Is that a good or bad idea?
I think that's a great idea. It's a nice social environment. There's an informality to it. I don't think every meeting can be in a coffee shop, but I certainly think it's one of the available spaces.
So perhaps for informal meetings, I did read something on the internet. I think maybe I mentioned it in an earlier episode of this podcast about how if you go to a coffee shop or restaurant frequently and you do hold a meeting there, it can leave quite a positive impression. If you know the staff, they know your regular order, it kind of puts you in a position of some authority. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just feels nice as well to go in there and be wanted. You know that what was the opening credits to Cheers, that song, where everybody knows your name. Oh dear, I shall.
Don't be the kind of person who walks in and the staff just sigh and say, oh, him again.
Yeah, that's one headset on. Who never leaves.
And what if you need to use extra seats for your stuff? That, I would say, is a no-no.
Yeah,
that's
think
just taking the mick a little bit.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask me this question because I have a personal distaste of people who do similar stuff on public transport, the people that need an extra seat for their bag. Mm-hmm. I think that's terribly rude, and I wouldn't do it in coffee shops either.
Yeah, you should get two tickets. But buy your bag a cup of coffee as well,
yeah,
if you
indeed,
insist.
Yeah, indeed.
And we talked about this a little bit, and I should just remind our listeners, this isn't a definitive question and answer session. We really do want your views on the Coffee Shop Code of Conduct website, which you can fire up right now as you're listening. It's coffeeshopcode.worksnug.com. On there are some rules that our community have submitted. You can vote on them or add your own rule. Someone has added the rule, don't hog bandwidth. And I think that's a good rule. Don't go in a coffee shop and download a movie over BitTorrent. Don't do that in any case.
Sam, last I heard, that was illegal. I think that should be our standing advice.
We're not endorsing that. But we're not endorsing YouTube either. I mean, I guess you shouldn't go on and just stream videos all day. That's not really kind, is it?
Agreed. Yeah.
Same goes for Spotify and those other services that do hog bandwidth. And it's a question that keeps coming up. What do you do with your laptop when you need the toilet? Is it cool to ask a neighbouring coffee shop customer to look after your laptop while you nip to the loos?
I think so. And it's going to be really interesting to see what the final results are in our code of conduct, because a user submitted the advice, yes, you should ask people to look after your laptop while you nip to the loo. Keep an eye on it. And then another user submitted, don't ask people to keep an eye on your stuff when you go to the loo. And I note that the sort of trusting option of asking people to keep an eye is currently in the top 10, whereas the less trusting option, don't do that, is nowhere near the top 10. So there's, you know, I think that says something positive about the world, that there is a kind of trust culture within coffee shops. And I've never heard of anyone having their laptop stolen when they nip to the loo in a coffee shop. I'm sure it has happened, but I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's fine to do that. I think if you're just popping to the toilet, that's okay. If you're going to go out and pick up your dry cleaning, don't ask someone to look after your laptop, because it's an inconvenience for them if they have to stay there for an hour or so. I think that's just sort of
But you know, I don't want to get too pseudo-intellectual about this, but I think it actually forges a bond between you and the other people using their laptops in coffee shops, you know? You're doing similar things. There's no reason why you need to be completely separate and distinct from each other, you know? They understand they need to go to the loo once in a while, so do you. Keep an eye on each other's stuff. The world's a happy place.
Oh, well, that's a lovely note to almost bring this podcast to a close. It's been a short episode, but what I do want to end by encouraging you you to visit the Coffee Shop Code of Conduct website, which is a microsite we launched recently. It's coffeeshopcode.worksnug.com. You can read the rules that our community have submitted, vote on them yourself, and add your own rule. There's a prize in this, isn't there, Richard?
There are indeed prizes. So our partners Nokia and Plantronics have kindly put up a Plantronics Discovery 975 headset. And Nokia have put up an E6 smartphone. And to win those, you suggest a rule, and if it makes it into the top 10, you get those prizes.
So good luck to you if you are entering. Please do visit the website, coffeeshopcode.worksnug.com. I think I've said that enough now, Richard. Thank you for joining me to talk about these things.
My pleasure. Wired but disconnected.
If you're looking for a laptop-friendly coffee shop near you, be sure to check out our mobile app and website at worksnug.com. And of course, take part in our crowdsourced coffee shop code of conduct, coffeeshopcode.worksnug.com. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.